WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York.
On this vote, the yeas are 290, the nays are 137, the joint resolution is passed.
The House has voted to block a potentially crippling nationwide railroad strike. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
They can't let this happen. They have to avert a strike. The $2 billion a day impact it has on the U.S. economy, especially at this time of year with supply chains, is unimaginable. So there'll have to be something worked out and something passed. So that part's clear. Whether the U.S. Senate will accept what the House has passed, what the Biden administration wants, without challenges, without amendments, without some drama, that's less than clear.
He says Senate discussions are expected to start tomorrow. Homeland Security is warning of possible violence.
A new terror bulletin issued by the Department of Homeland Security warns threat actors could exploit several upcoming events to justify or commit acts of violence, among them the certification of the midterm elections, gatherings around the holiday season, and the two-year anniversary of the Capitol insurrection.
CBS's Nicole Skanga reports the feds are also watching the Senate runoff in Georgia. Another interest rate hike is expected soon when the Federal Reserve meets in a few weeks. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
It is likely that restoring price stability will require holding policy at a restrictive level for some time.
It would be the fifth hike this year, but Powell says they're necessary to help fight high inflation. Severe weather spawned dozens of tornadoes yesterday across the South. And in Alabama, Montgomery City Mayor Stephen Reed says people are still surveying damage.
We're going to be there to support this community any way we can, to support the churches and support these businesses, as well as all these families, most importantly, as they deal with the trauma that has occurred from losing someone, losing people that they knew. Not to mention how to rebuild.
Two people died when a downed tree crushed their mobile home. Well, the British tabloids scoffed, but it looks like Meghan Markle wasn't making up racism claims in the UK after all. At least one top cop at the palace has resigned over it.
As the second in command at Scotland Yard, Neil Basu was in charge of royal protection. And in his last interview before leaving his job, Basu says that in her days as a working royal, Meghan received what he calls disgusting and very real threats from the far right that led to several arrests and prosecutions. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Here at home, President Biden will meet with Britain's Prince William and Princess Kate on their first overseas trip since the death of Queen Elizabeth. The royals will spend the next 3 days in Boston to focus on their environmental initiative. The Dow added more than 700 points today. The NASDAQ was up 484. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin DNR has announced that lake trout season opens for Lake Superior on December 1st and continues until September 30th, or until the harvest cap is met. A Great Lakes trout and salmon stamp must be purchased in addition to a fishing license and can be found online at gowild.wi.gov or at any license location. A group of Stevens Point students have created a community closet called Formal Wear Free Boutique for high school students to help make school dances memorable for all students. With three formal dances throughout the year, the cost for appropriate attire can be quite high. These students are collecting formal wear through donations at the Stevens Point High School to add to the boutique, where students can shop with no questions asked. They don't want anyone to miss out for lack of something to wear. The group is looking for dresses, dress pants, shirts, ties, and shoes. Newer styles are preferred, but 90s styles are coming back into fashion. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 7 above. Winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 31. Lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
They're trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And today, you know, we're going to be dealing with, we're excited to be partnering with Little Moments Count to host conversations focused on early childhood and development, and very interesting things happening all over Turtle Island. And we'll be welcoming our monthly guest here to talk about how they view the role of early childhood development and creating bright futures and strong communities. So really excited today to have that show. We've been partnering with them for a couple months here, and it's really been, it's been awesome. I like using that word awesome, too, almost to a sickening way. Oh, wow. Hey, for more information, you can visit littlemomentscount.org, littlemomentscount.org. And so, again, really excited today to have a couple guests on, and we're going to be quizzing them and talking about good things. And there it is. Ogama popped it up there. We got a couple people that'll be joining us here, and we're going to have a good conversation. So, I don't know, Ogama, are you available? I know that you're doing double duty.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. And our guests tonight are Tammy Wickstrom, the executive director of Anjibamadazing, and then Babata Melissa Boyd, who's the deputy assistant in the chief's executive office. And they're both working with the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. So really excited to hear about their early childhood education programs over there.
Yeah, definitely. And then we talk about the news that you don't hear anywhere else here on Native Roots Radio, and that's Ogama's Jam right now. One thing, I just got to give a quick shout out to Christy McVie of Fleetwood Mac, my childhood jam there, the Fleetwood Mac band. She just passed and put some tobacco out in a good way for this person. So, Ogama, do you have some news for us here that we can send out over the smoke signals and smoke signal way here on the airwaves?
Absolutely. So President Biden is hosting the second Tribal Nation Summit of his administration this week. And I do believe the first meeting of it was today. And the exciting part about that is that there was a representative from the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe who joined there as well. So Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe here in Minnesota is one of the larger and more well-known tribes. And I do believe it was the chief executive, Benjamin, who was there. Chief executive Melanie Benjamin was there and was served as a panelist on the language revitalization with the Interior Secretary Deb Haaland today. So this White House Tribal Nations Summit has a lot of things that they kind of want to get completed. President Biden has prioritized relationships with the tribal nations and is hoping to build on respect for tribal sovereignty and self-governance. The tribal consultation and input, they hope, was going to produce some lasting changes and help impact lives of tribal leaders and citizens for generations to come. The president is expected to sign a new memorandum establishing uniform standards to be implemented across all federal agencies regarding on how tribal consultations are conducted. These standards are obviously in response to input received from tribal nations regarding tribal consultation and would ensure more consistency in how agencies initiate, provide notice for, conduct, record, and report on tribal consultations. And the presidential memorandum is also going to require annual training regarding tribal consultation for federal employees who work with tribal nations or on policies that have tribal implications. It doesn't specifically say on the whitehouse.gov website what tribal consultations are to be included in this uniform standards memorandum, but I'm really hoping that environmental projects are going to be included into this. Robert, we know that in the case of Dakota Access or DAPL, in the case of Line 3, and now as we come into cases with Line 5, both in Wisconsin and Michigan, that tribal consultation has been something that is brought up in these cases against these companies completing these massive projects over and over again. Right, Robert?
Yeah, definitely. We got to be at the table. And I think, you know, just having that out there that we are, and I know we need to, in a good way, be out there and speaking our needs. Because as it's been said on this show, we where our lands are, we have 70% of the natural resources out there, whether it's gas or whatever. So we need to be consulted, Ogma.
Absolutely. Also on the agenda for this is implementing tribal co-management and co-stewardship of federal lands and waters. And the president's or the Biden administration has recognized the importance of increasing tribal participation and management in management and stewardship of federal lands and waters. So they're working on writing some co-stewardship agreements with tribal nations, and they were delivered on this commitment in total in early 2022. And I believe there's about 60 additional agreements that are under various stages of review. They're also talking about best practices report for tribal treaty and reserved rights. So 17 federal agencies coordinated with the White House Council on Native American Affairs, and they're releasing a new best practices report to integrate tribal treaty and reserved rights into agency decision-making processes, things that we have been asking for a long time. And there's also going to be, in addition to that presidential memorandum on uniform standards for tribal consultation, there's also going to be new tribal consultation policies that are expected to be included. And much of this was talked about today. And I do believe that the day one is today. And I do believe there is a 2-day summit. I think they have one tomorrow. I can't really find any confirmation on how long it lasts, but this is the second one in 2022. The second one since Biden has come into office. And this is really exciting to see the Biden administration from such a high office and at the federal level taking an interest in Native American affairs. Robert, I have some local news if we have just a quick minute here. Did you hear what McGeezy was up to?
No, hey, give it to us. We got a minute left.
Yeah, McGeezy is a nonprofit, and they are focused on development and education, continuing education for Native youth in the Twin Cities. And they worked on restoring and honoring sacred land at the Bruce Vento Nature Sanctuary, also known as the Waukon Teepee Center site. So they laid down seeds of different native prairie grasses to bring life into that area last week, and then they hope to really work to keep those places sacred. So CBS did a really great video on what happened there, and the Lower Failing Creek Project and the future home of the Waukon Teepee Project. Also really great things for people to take a look around and get involved in, as well as McGeezy Communications. So if you're in the Twin Cities area, make sure you take some time to support those as well.
Awesome. Good words there, Ogama. And hey, just give a shout out to everyone to what we got upcoming next here.
Absolutely. Up next, we have Little Moments Count, and we are going to be with Babata Melissa Boyd and Tammy Wickstrom from Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe Early Head Start.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back after this short break. And again, Pini Gigi Ogama for the news and updates. Really well done and well, very much needed. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MNsure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MNsure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MNsure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNsure.org. MNsure.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of Native Roots Radio is presented in partnership with Little Moments Count. Little Moments Count is a statewide collaborative focused on helping parents and caregivers learn about the importance of brain development in the first 3 years of life. Nearly 80% of brain growth happens in the first 1,000 days, and small moments of interaction like talking, playing, reading, and singing help create the pathways that build a child's brain in this early stage of life. For more information on how to help the little ones in your life, you can visit littlemomentscount.org.
Hey, awesome, Ogama. Great to have you ladies on. I'd like you to introduce yourselves, and I'm going to go with Tammy first. Tammy, please introduce yourself. You are on mute, and I have the coffee mug right here to show you that you are on mute.
Thank you, Miigwech. So I'm Tammy Wickstrom. I'm the executive director at Anji Bamadazing, which is a service department at the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, and it does many, many things, including tribal TANF, workforce development, jobs placement and training, and child care assistance. And I am the former, was the former director at Mille Lacs Early Education for many years and ran their Head Start, Early Head Start, and child care.
Well, welcome, welcome. And then I don't want to butcher your name, so do you mind saying your name, Miss Boyd? Oh, you're on mute too. Hey, yeah. Hey, I can see your lips moving. This is a... I'll tell a few jokes while you get unmuted there.
Oh. I don't know how to unmute it.
Well, you are unmuted now. You just got unmuted. So, hey, welcome.
Interesting. How Miigwech. My name is Bobby Tao, and my full name is Bobby Tao Gijigukwe, but I try to be easy on people, and I go by Bobby Tao. Formerly Melissa. All of my childhood friends and family call me Melissa. Hard habit to break that English. Anyhow, I currently serve as the deputy assistant for Chief Executive Benjamin, who is the head of the executive branch department within the Mille Lacs tribal government, located here in central Minnesota, right next to the Big Lake. And I currently serve and support the chief executive's office. I've served in advisory positions on language revitalization, and I am in a former life, I was an Ojibwe language immersion teacher for close to 6 years, and I worked closely with Tammy to execute Ojibwe language immersion for preschool. So Ojibwe language student, teacher, and now administrator. Miigwech for having us.
Yeah, exciting. And we've been talking about this, and we talk about this, but it sounds like, you know, we really want to touch heavy on this, is that how important and why is it so important that our little ones learn our language? I know I've talked about, you know, I have some godchildren that are Mexican, and when they were little, they didn't talk for a long time. So there were all these neurons and things shooting out there that all of a sudden, when they started talking, they could speak both Spanish and English. And it blew my mind.
Mm-hmm. Babito, do you want to answer that first?
I'll let you go for the speech side, and then I'll hit it with the immersion part.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think that you hit on some of it with the neuron development. We know a lot about brain development now that we didn't used to know even like 25 years ago when I had kids. But we know that first 3 years in particular is the most critical for children. And the more things you do with them, and that includes language and touching and physical activities, but the more things that children are exposed to, the more neurons they build or those pathways in their brain. And it's easier for little kids to learn language. And just like your example with your little children in your life, they have learned that language so much easier. And now as an adult, when I'm trying to learn Ojibwe, it's extremely difficult for me because all my pathways are geared towards English, right? So we want to be able to expose children when they're young, while their brain has that kind of elasticity or that kind of ability to learn and adapt and shape more than we can as an adults and are kind of fixed in our way.
You know, one thing that I've learned too, and you talk about things that you've learned in the past 25 years, one of the things that I've learned, especially during these past few months talking to you guys, is that, you know, we think of fetal alcoholism syndrome as like, oh my gosh, this person is really, you know, not going to be too successful in their life. But we found in the last few years that in what you're talking about, language and things, there's different ways to teach these young ones, and it really helps them out. And it's not like as fatal. I can't come up with any other word, but it's not as fatal as it once was.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, too, it hits on there are multiple different ways of learning. And even, you know, back in the day, if your child had Down syndrome, they would say, oh, they can't learn anything. And now we see so many people with Down syndrome being incredibly successful, working, you know, completing high school. And so I think that just focusing on those early years is critically important, and providing all kids a super rich language experience and a super rich cultural experience is really critical.
Yeah, exactly. And doing the language in at the same time you're teaching culture is so important. And I'm just really happy. I mean, I'm 62 and I didn't have this experience, and I'm just so happy our little ones are. I'm a former high school teacher, and I'm really happy for our next generation coming up behind us, and they're really excited, and they have a lot of opportunity to do this.
Yeah, I agree.
So go ahead.
If I could interject to add to that, you know, as humans, we're programmed to, you know, we're programmed for connection, and we're programmed for affection and communication naturally. And so what I wanted to say, especially about this idea of interventative behaviors or like intentional behaviors and things that are going to help set people up, whether it's language or whether it's like resetting and supporting folks with any kinds of debilitating cognitive deficits, like you mentioned, fetal alcohol syndrome. When people believe that interventative practices work, they interact differently with the people that are like the target audience, right? So like Tammy had mentioned that, you know, we know things now that we would have never been able to implement or understand and then implement and change how we maybe parented or change anything about how we interacted with our children, you know, that far back. I wanted to mention something about the language, hearing more than one language for children. It is not a new thing for children to be multilingual, and it's a very common thing in, I would say, on the African continent, in Europe. It's very it's a very normal thing for people to have like a national language and then other languages in order to function. There's a lot of business being done amongst different countries. And so on a call today, I just heard, you know, and it really stuck with me that the United States is notoriously a monolingual, you know, country. And so there's a couple of things, like, you know, later on in the conversation that I like to mention about how intervention and supporting language revitalization efforts are not just about implementation in preschool or implementation in a tribal setting, but also just there's a lot of work that's being done with external, you know, American programs and partners, and then also internal tribal partners.
Wow, that's a really good point. And it's easy for us in the way I've been taught, because again, you know, the colonized way is that we're above it all, and you should learn English, and this is the language, and come and assimilate. And that's really a great thing to bring up, is that that's not the way other countries do it.
Mm-mm. Can I add to that? There's this mystifying thing that comes with language. So there's this belief that has been, like, we've been indoctrinated with this belief that Anishinaabe knowledge and wisdom is not valid. And that's because the success measures are all measured in English, and they're all measured monetarily, and they're all measured with expansion and growth. And that's...
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and locally grown radio.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
You can complete your home improvement projects, consolidate bills, or make large purchases and more with a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan from Key Savings Bank. You can put your home's equity to work for you today. At Key Savings Bank, there is no application fee, pre-approval in 48 hours, and you can apply online or with one simple call. Put your home's equity to work for you with Key Savings Bank, where you'll feel right at home. 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and in the town of Rome. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with three goals. First, to help Badger student-athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student-athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student-athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Racine man police are calling the dating app predator is in jail facing charges. Timothy Olson was arrested yesterday in Franklin on preliminary charges of kidnapping and identity theft. He's also linked to the death of a Cudahy woman. Police believe Olson drugged women, then stole money and other valuables. Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro became famous in Wisconsin for presiding over the Darryl Brooks trial. Today, she announces she's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. The election is expected to determine the court's ideological majority. Doro was appointed by former Governor Scott Walker and is reportedly active in the Republican Party. Gas prices are falling in Wisconsin. Monday prices in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Appleton fell below $3 a gallon. Statewide average gasoline prices are also down. 1 week ago, they were $3.23. On Tuesday, statewide averages were $3.15. In sports, the Bucks are at the Knicks tonight. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 7 above. Winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 31. Lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Full facility, and pretty soon the fans should be filing in and packing it up for the varsity game, but they really should come early because they're missing the real treat here with these JV teams doing battle here. But, anyway... I think we should take a quick break, Calvin. Let's go to a commercial here. And when we get back, we're going to tell you about the lineups for tonight's game and what we can look forward to in the early going. So we'll be back here in the Black Shirt Basketball Radio Network. Don't go away.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal. So I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So, I called Replacement Window Center. and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
Go ahead and talk for me. Now I can.
My husband said to give up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
If you're looking to improve your home, you need to check out Tundraland in Waukesha. Redesign your bathroom with showers you'll want to sing in. Tundraland offers one-day installation, flexible financing, jacuzzi bath remodel, shower and bath systems, customizable options, and they have employee installers. If you mention WAUK 540 AM or 101 FM the Shaw, you can get a $500 gift card for your next project, which is great because they also do decks and cabinet refacing. Visit the showroom at 1741 Dolphin Drive in Waukesha and mention the Shaw sent you.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost
it. We almost did it. We're still going to get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Election 2020 special coverage. Former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Bernie Sanders, Sunday, March 15th, the two Democratic presidential frontrunners.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you're looking to improve your home, you need to check out Tundraland in Waukesha. Redesign your bathroom with showers you'll want to sing in. Tundraland offers one-day installation, flexible financing, jacuzzi bath remodel, shower and bath systems, customizable options, and they have employee installers. If you mention WAUK 540 AM or 101 FM The Shaw, you can get a $500 gift card for your next project, which is great because they also do decks and cabinet refacing. Visit the showroom at 1741 Dolphin Drive in Waukesha and mention The Shaw sent you.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. This coverage is brought to you by Mia's Restaurant, delicious fresh homestyle Italian, Planned Parenthood, care no matter what, Mufflers and Pipes of Waukesha. When your car breaks down, don't get mad, go to war. Fully promoted, branded apparel and promotional products. Whatever you want, we can get it for you. And Albanese's Roadhouse, authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar and grill.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down.
Do you guys want to come back after this break or this ad?
I'm so
excited.
Okay,
sounds good.
I text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now
they started from the bottom. Started from the now they're the defending Classic 8 basketball champion, Waukesha South Black Shirts. This is tonight's, this is the complete roster for the 22-23 campaign. I'm going to read them off and then tell you who I believe the starters will be. So we'll do it by jersey number. Number zero is senior, 6'2 senior, first team All-State, Tyron Cook. Number one, playing forward, 6'3 senior, Tack Kadioka. You may remember him from the football season, star quarterback, was honorable mention, Classic 8. Number two, honorable mention All-State guard, senior Daniel Robinson, who stands 6'2". You may remember his older brother, Marshawn Robinson, was forward for last year's championship team. He's now playing at St. Leo's in Florida. Fantastic Division II program. Number three is guard Trey Duncan, the 5'10 senior. Number four is the 6'1 senior guard Ethan Check. Number five, the 5'6 junior guard Johanny Rios Ibarra. Number 10, junior guard, 6'3 junior guard, Brighton Staub. Number 12, the forward, 6'3 junior Evan Stout, was named honorable mention All-Classic 8 in football, along with Tack Tadioka, his teammate on the basketball team and football. Number 22 is senior guard, 6 foot senior guard, James Smith. Number 24 is the 5'11 junior guard, Charlie Morose. Charlie was recently named All-State in soccer for the Blackshirts. We're one game away from going to state, so congratulations, Charlie. Looking forward to seeing great things from him in the varsity campaign. Number 30 is junior guard, Kyle Segui Perez. And then to round up the lineup, number 34, the 6'3 senior forward, Tommy Carrico. So my projections on the starting lineup here, and we'll know about that in about 12 minutes. I believe that senior Tommy Carrico will start as center. Daniel Robinson and Tyron Cook will be the guards on offense and will be playing forwards on defense. Senior will also play guard. And senior Trey Duncan, number three, will also be playing guard. So it's going to be a small, they're going to start out small, but they've got Tack Tadioka and Evan Stout in the rotation for big men. So expect to see a lot of players. Charlie Morose, I believe, will get some time at guard. And Brighton Staub, too, who is a serious three-point threat. So we'll see, because it's a new year and it's a non-conference game. Coach Bo Richter could go pretty deep in the lineup. And Bo's staff includes Classic 8 Assistant Coach of the Year last year, Lee Montez, John Zaconis, Andy Krinko, who had his statistic, Austin Stuck, and Ben Bodard. So now Connor's going to tell us about the Trojans of Wauwatosa West, the host nation.
So for Wauwatosa, they have two freshmen and a number of sophomores, starting off with number 3, DJ Winners, and number 4, Roman Long. Number 5, Jake Hansen, who's going to play guard. Number 10, Nicholas Barnes, grade 11, playing guard as well. Number 11 is Tyler Dozel. And they start on grade 11, 6'1" in height, is playing forward. Moses Long, also 11th grade. So he's going to be playing guard and forward, switching positions. Matthew Luke, grade number 12, 5'11", he's playing forward. Paul Hansen, grade 11, 6'4", playing guard. Tanner Clayson. Sorry if I missed that. But he's going to be playing forward. Peter Nugent, grade 10, playing guard, and then Owen Smith, number 42, playing forward. That's the lineup for the West, Wauwatosa. So it's looking to be a pretty good game.
With less than 5 minutes left in the JV one game, the JV Blackshirts are leading the home team Trojans 53-39. It's been a great second half. First half too is well battled.
Yeah,
Blackshirts went to the locker rooms like a 5-point lead, 7-point lead. And they've hung on strong here. As we watch Zayas to Walt, go coast to coast, almost made a beautiful layup. He steals the rebound. Almost. He gets a basket against him. Put him up against him. Got the basket. Got the basket. So, really, a lot to look forward to because Friday night, Connor and I will be back at Kettle Moraine, their Classic 8 conference opener. They're on the road again. And that is always a tough matchup. And then a lot of festivities in Waukesha. Friday night's the tree lighting. Saturday night, there's a big shop local initiative. A lot of the restaurants are involved. And proceeds from a lot of the sales from the restaurants and the shops will go towards the Parade Memorial Commission, which I think is a beautiful gesture. And then, of course, the annual Christmas parade, the 59th annual Christmas parade, takes place on Sunday at 4 o'clock. And we will be providing the coverage starting at 3 o'clock. The parade starts at 4. So, looking forward to a very festive next couple days here in Shaw. So we're enjoying the last minutes of the JV game here at Coats Away. So the crowd is starting to fill in here for both teams. On a freezing cold night, so we're glad to be offering this service to a lot of folks who don't want to brave the elements. I almost didn't make it out of the house. I don't know about you.
Me too. Same thing.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, Connor had an early morning as the engineer for the Earl Ingram Show. Another great product of Civic Media and Walk Radio, 101 FM, 540 AM, the Shaw. And I want to give a big shout-out to Calvin there, our engineer tonight, back in the studio there. Excuse me, I mean the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studio. Calvin's really done some great work here, along with his compadre Connor here, who's doing triple duty by helping out tonight's broadcast. So kind of we're going to mix it up here. We're going to be like kind of a flex offense, you know, RPO, like football. We'll be taking turns doing play-by-play and color, and we're going to have some fun here.
Yeah,
this is our first time working together. Sorry, got it right.
And if you look at Waukesha South, everyone is basically succeeding. And while it's mostly they have a number of sophomores and freshmen playing.
They got a young squad, yeah.
Exactly. So you're going to have to really, focus on doing zones, passing. One thing I've noticed a lot from the other, maybe hopefully this is an enough varsity, is just a number of great lengths of them. Just going away and trying to just do too much for the basketball.
Sure, yeah.
Stay in the for the playoffs. So if we could, if they can have a game plan, if that's going to have a game plan, I think it would be a bit more competitive.
You know, it doesn't take a basketball genius, Connor, or to believe that South will be really keying in on that sophomore guard, 6'11 sophomore guard, Kai Rogers. I see a lot of box and one. Coach Richter likes to play a lot of press. So I think you're going to see a lot of running. Hopefully tire out the Trojans, especially their big man there.
Yes. Yeah.
Participation in this JV game. 14-point difference in favor of the Blackshirts with 3 minutes left, but Trojan fans are still cheering on their players, and both teams are still competing at a high level. It looks like they're emptying the bench out a little bit, give some of the other kids some touches. Great opportunity early on in the season. The JV2 team, or what someone called the freshman team, were also victorious in the first game. We were fortunate to catch the second half when we arrived. They've got a lot of depth as well. So this program is really one for high school basketball fans to pay a lot more attention to in the coming years. Some would argue there may be some rebuilding aspects to the varsity team, but for freshmen and for JV1 and JV2, there's a lot of depth that I think can move up the ranks, heck, perhaps maybe even as early this season, if they feel they need some more strength from the front.
It's always good when you have a team of majority of junior and senior.
It sure is, yeah.
Because you're able, because I mean, it shows that you do have depth. Like, of course, everyone wants to have a young player that's just great. Play bar at that varsity level, but if you're able to create an organization that's sustainable, then that's the most important thing.
Yeah, kudos to Coach Richter and also that nucleus of players he had from last year's team. Those young men have been playing together since eighth grade, and it's Tommy Glenn, who's now playing at Boyd College, where Eric Teeks will be going on an academic scholarship, but will also be playing baseball there. And then you have Brady Hennis, the ultimate general of that team. Great leadership, great all-around play. And then, of course, we mentioned Marshawn Robinson at St. Leo's in Florida. And then with Tyron Cook and Daniel Robinson, those young men really deserve a lot of credit for the growth of this program, the emergence of this program, and their tenacity. You know, it's those guys that suffered through a lot of those losses. They never gave up. But dare I say, Connor's not a big fan of Drake, but he's learning to respect the what's become in many ways the battle cry for this South basketball program.
I respect it because it's South.
Yeah.
I just respect it because it's South. I do think the back alone. The loss of South by South is much
Yeah. Oh. The general just tried to get cute there, the behind the back pass. He shouldn't have just shot it.
Yeah, and that's been the story.
We got by 14 with 2.5 left. You can goof around. Look.
Yep.
Tyson Teagues just got called for blocking. No charge. Tyson drew a charge.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right, I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.